goal line, a little fist bump from them as now they get to start their own drive at their own 20-yard line.
First and 10, left right across the radio. Three-man backfield. Sweeney is under center, the junior. It's a handoff and room to run on this first down of this drive across the 30, across the 25, out to about the 28-yard line for an 8-yard gain. That was Ethan Lemke on the carry. And brings up second down, just two to go.
An 8-yard carry by Lemke there is actually going to hurt his running average.
That's very true.
Clark.
Yeah.
It's going to bring that down. But obviously a very nice run on first down, 122 yards on the day for Ethan Lemke, as we joke, but he's averaging over 15 yards a carry. Second down and two coming up for the Bearcats.
Working off that left hash, left to right across the radio, white jersey, black pants, black helmet for the Ubley Bearcats. Another handoff, this one to number 44, Ozentoski. And he has the first down from the 28-yard line all the way out to the 40-yard line. A 12-yard gain for Ozentoski. Finally stopped by Cade Ryerson, the linebacker who tracked him down after a 12-yard gain. First down and 10 from the Ubley zone 40-yard line.
Nice run there, Shane Ozentoski. Defense not really expecting him to get the ball. It's only his second carry, and he explodes through the left side of the line and up the field for a quick 12 yards for that Bearcat offense.
There's a snap, and it's going to be Sweeney hands it off to Ozentoski again across just a short gain for him. But when we say short for Ozentoski, that means a minimum of 5. And tripped up for another yard after that. A 6-yard gain for Ozentoski. Now second down, 4 to go from their own 46-yard line.
Just chunk yards for that Bearcat offense. The Patriot defensive line, hands on their hips, trying to figure out where the ball is going to go next. See if they can dig a little deeper here and get in the backfield, slow down this running offense of the Bearcats.
8.5 to play in the third quarter. Still 20-6, Ubley leading by 14. They're on offense. And it's a carry up the middle. Not much going there. That was William Spicer on the carry. Brought down by number 54, Rocky Hahn, defensive tackle, after a 2-yard gain. Third down, 2 yards to go from the 48-yard line of Ubley territory.
Just what the doctor ordered. Rocky Hahn, the senior, sheds his offensive tackler and gets in the backfield, slows down the running game, and Spicer not able to get anything going, falls ahead for just a couple. But third down and 3, maybe 2.5 for the Bearcats. Just under 8 minutes to go here in the third quarter.
20-6, Ubley leads by 14. Facing a third and 2 from their own 48-yard line. Same formation, and Sweeney's going to keep it for himself. Coming around the left side, he has the first down, but a flag flies way back in the backfield from that side judge. And we'll see if this affects the outcome of this goal. It was a 3-yard gain for Sweeney before the flag. Actually, a 4-yard gain. And they're going to say hold, so don't even look at that gain. And this one's going to be pushed back. Don't even think about it. Don't even look at it.
Didn't even happen, Clark.
Didn't even happen.
The guilty party.
It's fake news.
I think the guilty party there, Adam Weber on that side, grabs a hold of the jersey, which helped Casey Sweeney get around the outside. That's going to cost him 10 yards.
From the spot of the foul.
From the spot of the foul, which was behind the line of scrimmage. So estimated about a 13-yard penalty.
Right you are, my friend. It was 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage, so a 10-yard penalty holding. For the Ubley Bearcats goes from a 3rd and 2 to a 3rd and 15 from their own 35-yard line. This may be the stop USA has been looking for all night. 7.5 left in the third.
Absolutely, and guess what? Let's go back and spread it out. Two receivers to the left.
And looking to throw, Sweeney looking back across his body right midfield, and this one is underthrown. And in defense, Nash Morton there bats it down just in good effort. And this one's incomplete. And more than likely, the Bearcats are going to be forced to punt for just the second time tonight.
Tyler Jones, the intended receiver, but a Bearcat a Patriot defender, stride for stride with him, not a lot of room. And I think the right decision was made. Casey Sweeney delivers it on target, but a little short. That way, no trouble happens, and you can bring on the punting unit, which is Casey Sweeney also, to punt this ball away, and the Patriots get the stop they've been looking for.
The interesting thing, Dave, is both these teams, the offense, defense, special teams, they all happen to look the same with the same numbers. Sweeney gets the long snap, and the punt is away. This one's high, gets to about second base. It bounces at the 41-yard line, takes a Patriot bounce, and is going to be brought down to the 43-yard line. So after two drives in the second half, both have resulted in punts, one from each team, and the USA Patriots will have decent field position to start their second drive of the second half as they trail by 14 points with 7:15 left in the third quarter, 20-6.
Ubley sure feels comfortable with where they're at, Clark. I guess I'm not necessarily getting why Ethan Lemke isn't getting the ball a little bit more, but nonetheless, the Patriots do a really nice job. Maybe helped out with a little penalty, but nonetheless, their defense gets off the field, gets the ball back in reasonable position for their offense to try to get this game cut in half, down 14 with 7 minutes to go in the first half.
First and 10 from their own 43-yard line. Right to left across your radio, your USA Patriots, and it's going to be Landon Zimmer keeping it. Looking to throw, he's in trouble, and he's brought down in the backfield for a sack by Nolan Van Erp, way behind the line of scrimmage by about 5 yards. It's a 5-yard sack for Nolan Van Erp. And now a second down and 15, and that fires up the ugly fireside.
Oh, that's big. Nolan Van Erp, the sophomore, eventually gets in the backfield and trips up the quarterback Zimmer. But credit to the defensive backs. That's what you call a cover sack, Clark. There was no wide receivers open. Zimmer checked all options, and as he was about to take off and run up the field, it was too late. Van Erp tripped him up. A loss of 4, maybe 5 on that sack. Second down and long for the Patriots.
It's a pitch out to the left to Morton. He has room to run back to the original line of scrimmage and then about 3 more yards across the 45. They're actually going to say he's down at the 45-yard line, so that's a 6-yard gain for Nash Morton. Brought down by number 55 and Nolan Van Erp again. Third down, 8 yards to go from the USA's own 45-yard line.
Yeah, 8, maybe 9, Clark, just inside that line of scrimmage mark. Third and long, not a place you want to be if you're the Patriots, but they've had some creative play calls, some sweeps, some pitches, even play-action passing that has shown signs of life. Got to be ready for anything if you're the Bearcats.
And it's a handoff to Gettle, trying to go to that far sideline, trying to find the edge, and he has a slight, and he dives forward, and looks like he has the first down. They're going to all depend on the spot. First contact was about 5 or maybe even 6 yards behind the first down marker. And remarkably, he gets all 8 yards required and then another yard on top of that. 9-yard gain for Connor Gettle. Enough to move the chains into ugly territory at the 46-yard line.
That's a hustle play by Connor Gettle.
Ethan
Lemke does a really nice job of cutting off Gettle, forces him to come back to the middle of the field where Austin Peruski had a shot at him and simply misses. Connor Gettle was able to dive ahead and get the first down. Big first down and a momentum builder for the Patriots.
It's a scrum up the middle. Not much going there. Looks like Pulaski had the carry out across the 45 to the 42-yard line, brought down by Preston Halleck for the Ugly Bearcats. After all said and done, a 4-yard gain for Pulaski. Second down, 6 yards to go for the USA Patriots at the Bearcat 42-yard line.
Yeah, Patriots testing the heart of that defense, and on a play where it looked like they got nothing, Clark, power back, Pulaski is able to push through those defensive tackles and get up the field for about 4 yards.
Second down, 6 to go. 20-6, Ubley leads the USA. The Patriots on offense. Right to left across your radio. Handoff up the middle. Gettle breaks free of his first tackle, and it takes 3 white jerseys to bring him down inside the 30, all the way down to the 27-yard line. A 16-yard gain for Gettle, brought down by Colton Rosenthal. Takes the biggest man out there to bring down the biggest running back out there as well. First and 10 for Gettle and the Patriots.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out what was different there, Clark. Why all of a sudden up the middle there's been these big gains, and I'm looking on the sideline and I see 75 Nathan Partika on the sideline, and on this play I think I see Colton Rosenthal on the sideline. So if you're USA, now's the time to pound that middle and try to take advantage of a rotational situation here.
It's a handoff to number 4, Chase Suber. That gets out for maybe 3 yards to the 25-yard line. Van Erp on the tackle, 4:19 left in the third quarter. Second down, 7 to go for the USA Patriots, who are starting to move the ball once again. They have not scored since the middle, with 2 minutes, 19 seconds left. I take that back, 4 minutes left in the second quarter. Trying to get that second score of the night in here right now.
No question about it. Like I said, they got to take advantage when 2 starters are out on the sideline. Not sure what's going on there, trying to loosen up. We'll see if USA can take advantage.
There's another run right up the middle across the 25 out to about the 23-yard line. Chase Suber on the carry for a 2-yard gain. Halleck on the tackle. Third down, 5 to go for the USA Patriots at the ugly 24-yard line.
Yeah, with Rosenthal and Partica on the sideline, a little more pressure on Logan Holbert as he's going to check into the game, play a little more of a full-time role. Ethan Smalley, the other defensive tackle, but it, really the guys it affects the most as our back.